Sam, I broke a heel. I don't have time to get this fixed. It's too late. Oh, look, I'm in luck. There's a shoe store across the street. Oh no, it looks like the shopkeeper's closing up. Excuse me, sir. Are you closing now?
Yes, madam, I am.
Could you please just stay open another 5 minutes? As you can see, I need a new pair of shoes.
I don't know. If I open the store for you, then who's to say that there won't be others that'll think my shop is still open? It's been such a long day, you know.
But my heel is broken.
Yes, you do have a bit of a balance problem at the moment.
Please, sir, I'm desperate. I have nowhere else I can go at this hour.
You could go home.
Well, yes. No, I can't go home. I live in Jersey. I'm meeting my girlfriends for cocktails.
Oh, how metropolitan.
Please, sir, I would be ever so grateful if you could help me.
You'd be grateful? How grateful?
I'd do anything within reason.
Anything? Take your foot out of that shoe.
Excuse me? Oh, okay.
My, you have lovely feet.
Why, thank you.
Elegant curves, well pedicured, dainty toes, a lovely arch. What color polish is that?
It's called Vixen.
It's so inviting. What nice white skin you have. And the way that ankle curves subtly on the side. And the way it turns around your heel.
Are you going to help me or what?
Well, I guess I can't send you out into the night hobbling for the rest of the evening. I can help you, but you do have to do something for me.
Anything, just please. I really need to get a pair of decent shoes for tonight.
Very well, come in. But you will owe me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
After you, my dear. Excuse me for a moment while I turn on the lights. Ah, that's better.
Wow, you have an amazing collection of shoes here. Oh my God, look at these. They're gorgeous, the high spikes. Oh, and look at these with the little glitter on them. I love these shoes.
That's because I travel to Europe twice a year, where I handpick only the best that designers have to offer. Perhaps you've read about my shop.
In all my panic, I didn't notice the sign out front.
That's because there is no sign on the door, madame. My name is Dimitri, and this is my shop, Coto de Pere.
Oh my gosh, I've heard of you! You're the shoe man to the stars! Oh my God!
Yes, madame, my shoes have graced many a red carpet.
I am so embarrassed. I had no idea. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this for me.
Yes, now if you'd be so kind as to follow me back to my special fitting room.
I have always wanted to see your shoes and invest in a pair of them.
Oh, thank you. Tell me, what is your name, my dear?
Annabelle?
Annabelle? How Poe. Annabelle, today is your lucky day. You've caught me in a generous mood. Plus, I can never resist a beautiful foot, a lady in need. Here we are. Please, take a seat. I'll be right back. I have to go prepare for your fitting.
What? Prepare? What kind of...
Remember, you said you'd do anything. And this is something that I do with all my personal clients. Tonight, my dear, you are the star.
Okay.
I notice you're wearing pantyhose.
Yes.
As I go into the back room for a few of my things, could you take them off, please?
Why?
It's all part of the fitting.
I really don't want to take up too much of your time. If you could just show me a pair of plain black shoes, I'll buy them and be on my way.
Plain black shoes? No. Annabelle, there is nothing plain about you or the shoes I will pick out for you. You're a 6.5, correct?
Yes, I am. But how did you...
No buts, my dear. Relax. I will not harm you. I just have a particular way to fit all of my best clients.
And now if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'll be right back with your shoes.
What did I get myself into now? Then again, I am gonna get a pair of great designer shoes. I can't wait to tell the girls tonight when we have drinks. Gee, I hope the sky isn't too weird.
Ah, I see you've taken your pantyhose off. Good. I've brought out some warm soapy water to wash your feet in. Sit back, relax, let me wash away your troubles.
Oh, that feels nice after a long day.
Yes, isn't it wonderful? I have found that the foot needs to be totally relaxed and slightly moist for a shoe to truly fit.
That's nice. It feels so good. Do you do this for all your customers?
Oh no, I only do this for my most private clients. Would you like to know what else I do for them?
Yes?
Let me lick your toes and suck on them. Let me give you the full pleasure of my mouth.
What? Huh?
Do you want the shoes?
Yes.
Well then, let me begin. You can touch yourself if you like. I will not go any further. I just want to worship your beautiful feet. Would you like me to rub your calf, massage your instep, or just keep sucking on your feet?
Yes, yes, you can do it all.
You know, I still want you to wear a pair of my shoes. I brought out several pairs for you to try on. Oh, wait one moment. Here, let me slip these on your feet.
This pair is sexy. Is this a 6-inch heel? I don't know if I can walk in these.
Oh, please try. Oh, walk over to the mirror.
They're so sleek, and they make my calves look great.
Quite fetching. You know what they say, the higher the heel, the bigger the arousal. Come back over here and let's try this other pair on now. It's an enticing open toe from Milan with a strap that accentuates the ankle nicely. Ooh, it seems they're just a tad too tight on your toes. Here, let me lubricate them.
Ooh! Love the way my toes peek out, and the strap is divine. Oh, with such detailing. You really know your stuff.
Oh, thank you. I know women, and the sexiest part of a woman is her feet, then her legs, and everything else is secondary.
You really think that? You don't like sex?
Sex? Oh, yes, yes, of course. The in, the out. But this is far more satisfying, especially to see my transformation of your feet. Could you walk in these a bit more? I need to get down on the ground and look at how the shoe interacts with the foot. Oh, yes. That luscious shoe. Heel I so adore.
What was that?
I said the men will so adore you.
Do you think? I never thought of my feet as being so alluring.
Annabelle, a woman's foot is the first weapon in her sexual arsenal. To let it go unused is a crime. Oh, magnificent leather scent, commingling with the foot's sweet aroma.
What are you doing down there?
Oh, nothing. Just ensuring the balance of the foot. I think we almost have the right shoe for you. Here, let me take those off and try another pair.
Looks like you're smuggling a pair in your pants.
What? Oh, excuse me, madame. I'm excited at the prospect of making you...
I knew it! You want to have sex with me!
At making your feet look fabulous.
Oh, Why, thank you.
If you do want to thank me, please, let me put this pair on you.
Wow, this pair is immaculate. So crisp and polished. I love the metal spike heel. For such a high heel, they're amazingly comfy. I feel like I'm wearing the Rolls Royce of shoes.
You are. I handcrafted these myself. Now please, stand over there by the three-way mirror. Now spread your legs and let me lay under you. I want to put my head right at your feet. That way I can look up the length of your leg under your dress.
Huh?
To make sure the shoe follows the line of your contours. Will you let me do that?
What?
Do you want the shoes? I can take them back. It's no difference to me.
All right. For how long?
Only a few moments. I have to ensure a proper fitting.
I don't know.
Do you like the shoes?
Yes, they are gorgeous.
They are yours if you do this for me.
So you're not going to have sex with me?
No, but I do want to pleasure myself. The sight of you in those shoes is too strong to resist.
And the shoes are mine to keep?
Yes, of course. They're all yours.
Okay, then let's do this.
Thank you, Annabelle. Oh, that heel, gleaming like a comet erupting from the universe of soul. The aroma of your sweat, the polish on those toes, each one like a sweet cherry ready to be nibbled on.
You just want me to stand here?
No. Start lifting your feet up and down.
Like this?
Yes, yes, less like that. Yes, Annabelle. You are truly a magnificent creature. I love your feet. I love the way you smell. Tell me you love the shoes.
I love the shoes.
Tell me they're the most beautiful shoes you ever had.
They're the most beautiful shoes I've ever had.
Tell me how much you want them.
I want these shoes.
Tell me that I have to give
them to
you.
Give them to me. Give me these shoes.
Beg me for the shoes.
Please,
beg
please.
Me.
Give
tell me how
these
desperate
shoes.
You are
I'm
for
so
them.
Desperate.
Faster! Faster! Tell me what you felt when I touched your feet.
Oh, I felt so good!
Tell me how much you liked me sucking on your toes.
I love the way you suck on my toes!
Oh, stupendous. I am your foot slave. I am your carpet. Are you as excited as
yes.
I am, Annabelle? Let
yes.
me kiss your shoes.
Oh.
Faster, Annabelle. Faster. Let me rub your ankle, Annabelle. Are
yes.
you excited now? Annabelle, I promise not
really?
To touch you. But if you want to, you can yourself.
Really?
I am only looking at your feet.
Yes.
I promise.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Please, please touch yourself. Annabelle, I know you're excited. I can feel your pulse quickening in your ankle. Annabelle, oh, your shoes smell wonderful. Your shoes are driving me wild. I can no longer contain,
I can't contain myself either.
Annabelle, I hope you enjoy the shoes. I know I did.
Thank you, Dimitri. Thank you so much for the shoes. And I'll be sure to tell all my girlfriends about the shop. And you.
Oh, yes. Come back anytime. And please do tell your girlfriends. I'll be sure to give each and every one of them a proper fitting.
Goodbye.